My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Okay, here's another in our series of, you've got to be kidding me, I never even considered that, sketchbooks. I was recently at a local town's Board of Overseers meeting representing a client's sewer permit application. I love a well-run small town meeting. Most of the people in the room knew each other well and were doing a great job both staying on task and being superbly polite and diplomatic. I was enjoying the lesson in social discourse tremendously when the subject of the town playground came up. It needed some work, including a new layer of mulch. The gentleman who worked for the town and was presenting the collected bids for the work explained that he had requested a non-dyed bark mulch, as there were concerns about the dye. Wait a minute, they dye bark mulch? It turns out that yes, indeed, mulch is often dyed. Common dye colors are black, red, and brown. The dyes used are most commonly vegetable-based, so that's not so much the issue. The larger issue is that the materials ground to make the mulch are commonly made of recycled wood waste. The trash wood can come from old hardwood pallets, old decking, demolished buildings, or waste pressure-treated lumber. Old pressure-treated lumber is called CCA lumber. CCA stands for chromium, copper, and arsenic. The trash wood is ground, then sprayed with dyes to give it a uniform color. Yikes! Is this something everyone knew but me? I mean, I know it can be, you know, kind of dopey, but when a bag of mulch is red and called redwood mulch, I've always translated that to mean it's ground up bark from redwood trees, when in fact, it's much more literally red wood mulch. So if you're buying mulch in bags, read the ingredients. If the bag is marked playground safe, it's supposed to be free of pressure treated lumber. If you buy mulch in bulk, ask what it's made of. Is it dyed? Does it contain anything other than bark? Things like this always make me wonder, what other obvious and really bad ideas am I missing? Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.